The leading candidate in the U.S. Senate race in Illinois is campaigning far beyond Illinois. Barack Obama wants to become the third African-American elected to the Senate since Reconstruction. He has a huge lead over Republican Alan Keyes. That leaves Obama plenty of time for travel to speak on behalf of other Democrats, including John Kerry. NPR's David Shaper has been tracking the travels of a Democratic celebrity.
Barack Obama is taking his political show on the road.
We've got a lot of work to do, and nobody has more work to do than the people of Wisconsin. There is so much at stake right here in Wisconsin.
That's right. This candidate for Illinois' Senate seat is north of the border, some 40 miles away from anyone who could cast a vote for him. On this Saturday, Obama is headlining a Get Out the Vote rally in Milwaukee, helping energize this urban audience in support of John Kerry.
But anybody who's been paying attention to the debates can tell you that George Bush is not making any sense. And it's time for a change. And Wisconsin can make it happen right here.
Just a few months ago, few, if any, of the close to 1,000 people at this rally had any idea who Barack Obama was. Now they mob the candidate, who calls himself a skinny kid with a funny name, as if he's a superstar ball player or a mega rock or rap star. Obama's fans call him genuine and sincere and praise the 43-year-old's combination of intellect and passion. Timothy Parsons, a 35-year-old mechanical engineer from Milwaukee, says Obama's speech hit all the right notes.
It was exhilarating. It actually inspired me to get out and help other people vote, especially some of my family members who have never voted.
Parsons says Obama connects with minority voters when few other national candidates bother to venture into the inner city, while 44-year-old Kathy Priester, a systems analyst and mother of two, says Obama's appeal transcends race.
It's his enthusiasm and his energy, and he has a warmness about him that he just seems like a really great guy.
Obama soared into political stardom when he delivered the keynote address at the Democratic National Convention in Boston this last summer.
There is not a black America and a white America and Latino America and Asian America. There's the United States of America.
Since then, Obama has been a favorite at Democratic rallies and fundraisers across the country, stumping not just across Illinois' border into Wisconsin, Iowa, and Missouri, but in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Minnesota, and Washington State, too. And he's been a big money magnet, raising $14 million for his own race and close to $1 million more for the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. Adding to Obama's luster is his unique background. His father was from Kenya, his mother from Kansas. He was raised in Hawaii and earned a law degree from Harvard before moving to Chicago to work as a civil rights lawyer and to teach law at the University of Chicago. In 1996, he was elected to the Illinois State Senate. Political scientist Paul Green of Chicago's Roosevelt University says it's a near-perfect pedigree for what the Democratic Party needs right now.
Someone with a great resume, articulate, photogenic, very bright. I mean, he has all the ingredients, and no one has done anything to tarnish them.
Obama has a 45-point lead over his Illinois opponent, conservative Republican Alan Keyes. Like Obama, Keyes is African-American and Harvard-educated, but that's where the similarities end. Alan Keyes' fiery rhetoric on social issues has failed to gain traction with Illinois' moderate electorate, so few voters seem to mind Obama's frequent out-of-state trips. They may be aware that such favors for other party members now could translate into increased clout on Capitol Hill later, enhancing his ability to bring home the bacon. Barack Obama is expected to be campaigning at home more often in these final 3 weeks of the campaign and can no longer ignore opponent Keyes as the two face off tonight in the first of three Illinois Senate candidate debates. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.